Springfield Rock Station at Q 102. What's up? I'm Baden here with some very special guests on the line. You may have seen the video of a young boy going up and playing guitar with Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters and ended up with Dave Grohl's own guitar. It's Collier and Jen, his awesome mother. What's up, guys?
Hi.
So, tell me a little bit of the story leading up to this. I mean, like, when you woke up that morning, it just felt like a normal day, right?
Yeah, it just felt like a regular day.
Are you a big Foo Fighters fan? Who took you to the concert?
My mom took me.
And do you like the Foo Fighters? Have you listened to them before?
Yeah, I really like them.
That's killer, man. Now, how did that happen? How did you end up being pulled up on stage with the Foo Fighters and displaying your awesome powers of rock?
I was doing air guitar, saying I can play the guitar and pointing at the stage, and he's like, "What? What do you want?" And then he said, "Oh, you want to play?" And then he let me up.
That is awesome. And he's a super cool guy for doing that as well. Do you think that was going to work?
I didn't really know. I've tried it before and it hasn't ever worked.
Well, good thing it worked that time. Now, so what were you? You didn't seem very nervous going up there at all.
I wasn't.
No, you're a rock star, obviously. And when you started playing, I noticed on the video you were just trolling around stage there, just like you've done it a million times before. Is this something you always wanted to do?
Yes.
Yeah. And now I noticed. Now, how old are you, Collier?
I'm 10.
You're 10? Now, that's a pretty sweet age, and you're pulling off some Metallica songs up there. Would that be your favorite band, or who's your favorite band?
Metallica and the Foo Fighters, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely say Foo Fighters now, right?
Yeah.
Now, Jen, Mom, what were you thinking during all this?
You know, I wasn't 100% sure that he was talking to my son. I couldn't really see when Dave was on the side of the stage, but then when he said, "Oh, you want to play?" I had a pretty good gut feeling that he was talking to Collier. I was trying to make my way out of our seats to get down to where he was, and they had already lifted him over. So once I saw him walking up the stairs onto the stage, I wasn't nervous for him. I knew he'd be fine up there. He's played a couple of gigs here in Kansas City. He's played Knuckleheads a couple of times, and he loves the guitar. But just a really, as a parent, I mean, a pretty incredible thing to watch.
Right. And it was just, I know when I was watching the video, Dave said something like, "Hey, is that your mom over there? I need you to do me a favor. Take that guitar to your mom." You know, and what'd you think when Collier got this, like, this Dave Grohl's Gibson guitar? I mean, that's insanity.
I mean, I was already really overwhelmed watching him. The fact that, you know, Dave let him play Enter Sandman and then let him, you know, start two more songs, and that he had talked to him for as long as he did. And then watching Collier start around the stage like that, I already was completely overwhelmed with emotion. But then for him to give him the guitar, I mean, I had no words. When they walked to the side of the stage, I was crying and trying to mouth thank you to him and waving, because that was truly, I mean, I don't even know how to put words to that, above and beyond.
For sure. And the video itself has taken off. Collier, you've had a busy day today, haven't you?
Yeah, I have had a really busy day.
So I think this is basically how rock stars work now. So how does it feel to be a rock star? You've already accomplished what most people never accomplish in their entire lives. And now you're getting all the radio interviews and all the stuff. Your video has a lot of views. So do you have something to say to people that, you know, are inspired by watching this?
You have to do your talents at the right time. I did my talents at the right time.
That's actually very insightful, man. I love that. Now, Dave also said to you, he's like, "If I find that guitar on eBay next week, he's coming after you. You're going to keep that guitar, right?"
Yeah, I'm not selling it.
I wouldn't either, man. That's a good guitar. Never change the strings. Are you going to probably keep playing? Are you going to play that guitar, or are you just going to hang it up somewhere?
I'm going to keep playing it.
That's right, buddy. That's my favorite kind of person. You know, I'll tell you a story. We have here at the station, we have bands sign guitars all the time. And the guitars get sent here. They're hung on the wall, and they're never played. And sometimes I like to take them down and play them and tune them. But that's how guitars are meant to be played. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I think.
That's my man right there. Now, I want to invite you guys to something in December. It is a it's our Toys for Tickets show, and we throw it every year. And basically, people turn in toys for tickets, and these toys go to kids that wouldn't normally get toys for Christmas or anything like that. How would you like to come down and stay in Springfield and hang out with all the bands with us?
Sure.
Sure. I like it. You're so cool and collected about everything. That would be amazing. And Collier, if you wanted to bring your guitar down here and open up the show for us, that'd be amazing.
Sure.
Awesome. And we do other fun stuff throughout the day, but I just wanted to make sure to have our little local celebrity walking around here as well.
Okay.
All right. So you have a lot more interviews and stuff lined up too, right?
I think we've got through, you know, we've done so many it seems like it's been so much longer than it has because there's been so much really great attention around it. So I think we're kind of rounding them out. Probably next week, he's opening X1051 here in Kansas City. It has a show downtown with Blue October.
Oh, yeah.
And they asked him if he wanted to open up the show, and it sold out, which is a really cool opportunity that they gave him. And then I don't know if you saw the coverage about the lemonade stand that we're doing for his friend that's sick.
No, I haven't seen that yet. Tell me about that.
So we had already planned to do a lemonade stand. A friend of his has a really rare syndrome that the National Institute of Health has named Bo syndrome after his little friend Bo.
Wow.
And yeah, he's got a rare, really rare set of circumstances that makes up his disease or syndrome, and he's the only kid in the world that has it. So he spends a lot of time in the hospital, and as you can imagine, that's pretty draining on the family financially.
For sure.
So we already had a lemonade stand planned that we were doing for the community on the 27th before all of this happened. And then once Collier's little Instagram went from like 100 people to 10,000, he asked if we could invite all those folks to the lemonade stands. And I said, love where you're going with this, but maybe not to our driveway.
Right.
So, yeah, so we took it online. And there's a GoFundMe for Bo online. And if you go to Collier's Instagram, which is just at Collier Cash Guitar, there's all the information when you click on the GoFundMe about the host of problems that this little boy struggles with. And then you can donate to the family or the 27th, if you're in the Kansas City area, the city of Shawnee is letting us host the lemonade stand at City Hall here. So we're hoping that we can take this moment that Collier is having, which has been pretty fantastic, and turn it into something maybe a little bit more important. So as a mom, super, super proud of him that he wanted to take all of this and spin it into something for a kiddo that could really use the spotlight a little bit more than Collier, for sure.
Right. That is truly inspirational. And that makes the story, you know, way deeper as well. And this goes hand in hand with one of my favorite sayings. My grandmother always told me, good things happen to great people. So
I love that. I love that. Yeah. So it's been incredible. I mean, people have been sending us messages from, you know, Baghdad to Brazil to Australia, and have been so supportive of these hysterical messages like, you know, in Russia, we're with you, please save rock and roll, or, you know, thank goodness, here comes a generation that's ready to take rock and roll back. So all of these super cool messages. But then to see people continue to rally around this lemonade stand and, you know, people making donations from really all over and getting behind it, and then just the spinoffs that have come from that, it's been an incredible thing to watch. I think people were overdue for a little dose of positivity. There's a lot of noise out there right now,
and
it's easy to lose sight of what's important.
This is absolutely amazing, and this makes me even happier that I decided to try to find you guys. Collier, dude, you're a rock star. You're a good person. You are what mankind needs right now. So thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you, man. I appreciate that. We'll see what other extras we can get you guys when you come down here. I'm very excited to meet you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day. And I'll be sure to link the GoFundMe and everything with the post I make about this, and send it to your mom so she can see it as well. All right.
Oh, awesome. And we'll be sure to share that too. Thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it. And we'll catch up with you about December.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you guys so much. Collier, rock on, dude.
Thank you.
Later, Jen. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.